Our story begins at the Westside Hospital Psych Ward Nurses Station, where Charlie has just arrived and greets Heidi.
Heidi, I need to see Adriana.
Charlie, I left your tape for her, but that's all I'm doing. I can't help you anymore.
Damn it, Heidi, let me the hell in to see her.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
I'm here to see Adriana. Tell Heidi to let me see her before I break in to see her.
Dr. Ramos has said that you can't.
Oh, to hell with Dr. Ramos! To hell with everyone!
Lucas told me you stopped by yesterday.
Lucas, you mean the nephew of my father's murderer? Glad to see you have so much sympathy for the family of your husband's killer.
He's just a kid, Charlie. He didn't know anything about Turner or what Larissa had done.
Maybe the two of you should have this discussion outside.
No. Maybe you should let me in to see Adriana so that I can get to the bottom of this stupid letter I got from her. Do you know anything about this, Alex? Huh?
You'll have to talk to Adriana about that, Charlie. I'm sorry.
I can't talk to Adriana, Alexandra. You know that nobody is letting me.
Heidi, do you think you could possibly let Charlie see Adriana just for a few minutes? I'd be with him.
Look, my shift ends in 15 minutes. I've had a smooth day here, and I don't need any trouble right now.
Heidi, look at me. Look me in the eyes. All I need is just a few minutes with her. I swear, just a few minutes. That's all I need. Please.
I'll take full responsibility for this.
Oh, fine. She's in the group therapy room. I'd better not get in trouble for this.
Thank you so much. Let's go.
At the Auckland International Airport, Todd and Hannah have just exited the plane and are following Mandy.
Keep an eye on her. We can't lose her now.
I can't believe we are in New Zealand. 2 days ago, we were in New York making phone calls, and now we're following Mandy around the world.
That woman has my nephew, and I know she's going to lead us to him.
That looks like she's headed for the taxi exit.
Then we have to get a taxi of our own and follow her.
How far are we going to take this, Hannah? What if she does have Marty? Are we going to take him and leave?
You're damn right we are. After Mandy is tossed in jail.
All right. Keep your shades on. I don't want her to know we're trailing her.
She told us she was going to Singapore for a client, so we know she's lied to us again. There's no way she can talk her way out of it this time.
I hate to say it, but that doesn't mean she has Marty. I don't want to rain on your parade here, but...
Look, I know you don't want to see my hopes get up and have them dashed, but that won't happen, Todd. We're going to find Marty today. I just know it.
In his Richmond hotel room, Chuck is talking with Clint.
I can't believe I'm in Richmond and I can't see Dara. I don't care what the social worker says. I'm seeing her today.
You're going to follow the rules, Clint, or else.
Or else what?
Or else I'm sending you back to New York today.
You can't do that.
Watch me.
So what are we supposed to do? Just sit around in this stupid hotel room?
The lab is supposed to call me any minute with the test results.
I don't care what those results say. I'm not going to abandon Dara.
Oh, I suppose you would just move into the county home with Dara and not go back to New York.
Are you trying to not be helpful, Chuck?
I'm just trying to prepare you for what might happen.
Like you said, let's wait for the results.
We had a late breakfast and haven't even had lunch yet. Why don't we go grab a bite to eat?
Fine, but I'm not going back to that grease pit we went to this morning.
For someone who doesn't have many options, you sure are full of yourself.
Hey, you may be the father of the female version of me, so get used to it. Maybe that's the hospital.
It's a local number. Hello? Yes, this is Chuck Landers. You got the results from the lab? You're kidding. Is the test 100% accurate? Okay. I appreciate you putting a rush on this. Thanks.
Well, what did they say? Are you Dara's father or not?
The tests were conclusive. I am Dara's father.
In the Westside Psych Ward group therapy room, Adriana is talking with Dan.
Okay, Dan, I want details.
Details about what?
My brother. You said just enough yesterday to make me think you might have killed him.
He was breathing when I left him there.
Where was he?
He was lying on the ground in the alley.
What? Dan, you're never going to get out of this place if your long list of crimes keeps growing.
I'm sorry, Adriana. I wasn't myself. I'm still not. Something changed while you were in jail.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I started feeling more agitated, like when I first got put into Westside.
Maybe something was wrong with your medication.
Adriana?
Charlie, what are you doing here?
So, you're back here, Dan?
Damn right.
Adriana, I got a letter from you that I know you didn't mean. So you have to tell me why you wrote those words to me.
Oh, Charlie. I wrote you that letter because I had to. Because it was time to tell you the truth.
Truth? What truth? That you don't want to be with me? That's a lie. You couldn't possibly mean what you said in that letter.
Be honest, Adriana.
Charlie, I am being completely honest with you when I say that I do not love you. I was just using you in hopes that you would help me get out of Westside.
Give me a break. That makes absolutely no sense. You're saying all this time you've been lying to me? You wouldn't do that.
Of course I would. You never knew the real me, and now you do.
No. It's not triggering up here. It's not sinking in. I don't get it. I could not have been this wrong about you, about us. I love you, Adriana. And I know you love me, too. You told me.
Charlie, there's one more thing you should know. The whole time I've been at Westside, Dan and I have had a relationship.
Relationship? What?
We have?
Yes. Dan and I are together.
Hold on a minute. I need to grasp all of this. This is too insane.
You're absolutely right. Kiss me, Dan.
What?
You heard me.
You got it.
No, Adriana, stop. Stop. Stop it! This is worse than my worst nightmare. I have to be dreaming. Alexandra, please tell me this isn't true.
Charlie, I guess Adriana had me fooled, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. I can't believe you. You have consumed my every thought for a whole damn year. And now you're saying it was all a lie? I don't even know what I'm supposed to feel anymore.
That's not my problem, Charlie.
Maybe you should go, Charlie.
You know what? You're right. I should go. I can't believe you. You're a sick woman, Adriana. Sicker than I could ever imagine. To be able to pull this off. To be able to do this to me.
Goodbye, Charlie.
I hate you. I really, really hate you for this.
Listen, Adriana. I think you're making a big mistake.
I don't. I've been waiting for that forever.
Oh, shut up, Dan. Alexandra, there's something I need to tell you. It's about Andrew.
At the nurse's station, Charlie has just approached Heidi.
Ah, you're back. Is everything settled now?
Oh, Heidi. Yeah, it sure is. Adriana and I are finished. Kaput.
What? I thought she was the love of your life.
Well, apparently, I've been a big fool this entire time. Walking around blindfolded, but hey, it ain't gonna happen again.
Look, I'd love to stand here and chat all about it, but my shift is over, so I'm out of here. See ya.
Heidi, just wait a minute, please. What are you doing now, huh?
I'm going home to watch Oprah and then take a nap.
Well, how would you like to come have a drink with me?
Now? It's 3:30. And I don't drink with people that I hardly know.
Okay. I'll just drown in my sorrows all on my own.
Charlie, you're really upset, aren't you?
I don't know, Heidi. Adriana just ripped my heart out of my chest and stomped all over it. I'm a little upset, angry, frustrated. In all honesty, I don't even know what I am at this point.
There's a coffee shop on my way home. I probably have time to have a cup if you want to talk.
Well, I wouldn't want you to miss Oprah.
Do you want to go or not?
Yes. Please. After you.
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.